Hoot Nikan, get the bana ben. I just greeted you in Meskwaki. Hello, friends. We care for you. I want to try something. You know, a lot of times pastor will come up and say, you know, good morning, church, and they'll all reply back. I'm going to say, hoot, church, but I want you to reply to my native name, my Meskwaki name. And you'll say back to me, hoot beshadu. Can you do that with me? So I'll say, hoot, church. That's awesome. Our Meskwaki friends often, they talk about their government name. And that would be John or Bob or Brenda or you know whatever their name is. That's their government name. But they also have an Indian name, a Meskwaki name. And it's usually, it doesn't translate exactly. It's very descriptive. I asked this one young lady when she told me her name. I said, well, what does that mean? She goes, well, it's kind of a breeze from the south that lifts the grass. But that doesn't translate literally. So my name doesn't translate literally. Beshadu, very, very commanding. Doesn't sound powerful. It loosely translates to the old guy. And youth group, that's who bestowed my name was my middle school youth group. And but we laugh about that. You know, a lot of our friends have several names. And a lot of them are nicknames part of their Indian name. Our friend Wabas. We have another friend Wasi. We have another friend Bugich. And they go by all these different names, like we do in our own communities. But I wanted to kind of welcome you here, and I want to thank you for having us here. And in thanking you, we say, Kitabi. A very simple thank you. This past week, you'd have to be living under a rock to not know that something very historical just happened. This past week, help me out, Isaac. Next slide, please. That'll work too. We had the inauguration of our president. A very historic time. And part of what makes it so historic, President Joe Biden is only the second Catholic president in U.S. history. John F. Kennedy was the first Catholic, but all the others didn't come from the Catholic faith, the Christian faith. Vice President Kamala Harris. She's the first woman vice president. She's the first person of South Asian descent vice president. She's the first person of African American to hold the office of vice president. The first lady, Jill Biden. She's going to continue to teach at Northern Virginia Community College, making her the first lady to hold a paying job outside of the White House. And Vice President Kamala Harris's husband, Doug Emhoff. He's the first second gentleman. I always wondered what would happen if we had a lady president or vice president. What do you call the spouse? Well, we call him the second gentleman. He's also the first spouse of a president or a vice president to be Jewish. You know, we in America are truly becoming a melting pot, as we've claimed for so many years. Could I have the next slide, please? There was musical performers. I actually took time to set aside and actually watch the inauguration. Okay, I'll try it. Not working. Okay. There were musical performers. Lady Gaga, or Stephanie, as I refer to her, Stephanie Germanotto. She sang the national anthem. And I was sitting on the couch next to Bernie, and I turned to her and I said, this is either going to be awesome or it's going to be a train wreck. But either way, I have to watch. And it was awesome. The way she sang so beautifully and with such dignity, our national anthem. Then there was Jennifer Lopez or J-Lo or I refer to her as the future Mrs. A-Rod, she sang a medley of America the Beautiful and This Land Is Your Land. In the midst of that musical melody, she blurted out something, not singing, but she raised her voice in Spanish. And my Espanol is not too bien. That means my Spanish is not too good. And so I had to research, what did she say? And she said in Spanish, "One nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all." Such powerful words that we kind of overlook. And then there's Garth Brooks, who sang Amazing Grace, and it was amazing. And the amazing thing about Garth Brooks singing Amazing Grace is he performed it great, but Garth Brooks is a very staunch Republican. And here he is at the inauguration of a Democrat president trying to bring unity, trying to bring our country back together. That just says volumes for what we're trying to do. There were many parts of the inauguration ceremony that I really enjoyed. Could I have the next slide, please? But one that really stood out to me was a young lady by the name of Amanda Gorman. She's 22 years, an American poet. I found out that she struggled with a speech impediment at a young age, and that she drove past that, that she could stand on the stage of a presidential inauguration and deliver her poem. A very powerful poem. The title of the poem is "The Hill We Climb." And this poem starts out with the phrase, when day comes, we ask ourselves, where can we find light in this never-ending shadow? But the poem is uplifting, and it ends with this phrase, "For there is always light. If only we're brave enough to see it, only if we're brave enough to be it." Let me say that again. "For there is always light. If only we're brave enough to see it, and only if we're brave enough to be it." Next slide, please. One of the founders of the Quaker movement, Society of Friends, very familiar with George Fox. He preached faith in and reliance on that inward light, the presence of Christ in our heart. Quakers are known to sit in silence and meditate on the words of the Bible until they felt this inward light of God shining on them and the Holy Spirit speaking to them. The key to faith and practice in the Quaker states that the inward light is both historical, living Jesus, and the grace of God extended to people, which simultaneously makes us conscious of our sins, forgives our sins, and gives us strength, and that we will overcome them. So when we have this inner light, this personal relationship with Jesus Christ, we become aware of the things that we've done wrong. And we are forgiven from these things that we've done wrong. But more importantly, we don't have to dwell in the muck and the mire of our past sins. It gives us the strength to overcome them. And finally, it teaches us the difference between right and wrong, truth and goodness, and good and evil. As such, the word light is commonly used among Christians, including Quakers, as a metaphor for Christ, the light. I think back to that poem, "For there is always light. if we are brave enough to see it, if we're brave enough to be it. Light is used to symbolize God, faith, holiness throughout the Scripture. As Christians, we are called not only to walk in the light, but we're also encouraged to be the light. Remember that poem? It said, if we were only brave enough to see it, if we're only brave enough to be it. Next slide, please. I want to see the light. I would like to read this morning from Psalms 119, verses 97 through 105. I'll be reading from the King James Version. And I want to see the light. Oh, how I love thy law. It is my meditation all day. Though through my commandments hast made me wiser than my enemies, for they are ever with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation. I understand more than the ancients, because I keep them as my precepts. I have refrained my feet from every evil way, that I might keep thy word. I have not departed from the judgments thou hast taught me. How sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through my precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate everything false way. The word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. The word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Only if we were brave enough to see it. In Meskwaki tradition, a lot of their ceremonies, you'll see several men circled around a drum. And they'll sit around this drum and they will sing. They're not drummers, they're singers. And I went to a ceremony, one of the first ceremonies I was invited to. And an elderly lady came up to me afterwards and she says, she held my hand and she goes, Mac, and she goes, I want you to understand one thing. She goes, those first four songs that they sang, those were prayers. And I said, I suspected that because I could tell, I don't know the language, but I could tell by their delivery that these are very thought-felt words that they were singing. So I've asked Bernie to join me this morning, and I'd like you to join me in singing a prayer. We have seen the light. Now let's be the light. Next slide, please. I'd like to share with you from Matthew chapter 5, verses 14 and 16. And I'll be reading from the First Nations version of the Bible. And this is Jesus speaking at the Sermon on the Mount. And he says, as you walk the road with me, you are the light, shining in a dark world. A village built on a hill cannot be hidden. No one hides a torch under a basket. Instead, it is lifted up high on a pole, so all who are in the house can see it. In the same way, let your light shine by doing what is good and right. When others see, they will give honor to your Father, the one above us all. Verse 14 says, you are a light shining in a dark world. And it goes on in verse 16 and says, let your light shine by doing good and right. If we are only brave enough to be it, the light. We're going to sing another prayer. I'm going to have Bernie come up and help. And as some of my Meskwaki friends would say, way, good one. Crazy Horse. He was legendary within and outside the Lakota Nation as a great warrior and a defender of the sacred lands and the native way of life. He was quoted as a farewell to a friend, Sitting Bull, And he said this: "The red nation shall rise again, and it will be a blessing for a sick world. A world filled with broken promises, selfishness, and separations. A world longing for light again. I see a time of seven generations when all colors of mankind will gather under the sacred tree of life, and the whole earth will become one circle again. In that day, there will be those among the Lakota who will carry knowledge and understanding of unity among all living things, and the young white ones will come to those of my people and ask them for wisdom. I salute the light within your eyes where the whole universe dwells." He was quoted to saying that while he was with Sitting Bull, smoking a sacred pipe, or having communion, for the last time before his arrest and subsequent death. He had a vision. He had a light. He wanted to bring the whole world together. Last slide, please. When day comes, we ask ourselves, where can we find light in this never-ending shade? For there is always light. If only we're brave enough to see it, if only we're brave enough to be it. Thank you. Get that.